Welcome to Daily Tips on Learning English. Today's tip is on the causative verbs make, have, and get, and the verb let.
今天我们要跟大家谈一下几个类似祈使的动词，像是 make, have, get, and let.
Let's look at some examples. I made my brother carry my suitcase.I had my brother carry my suitcase. I got my brother to carry my suitcase. And I let my brother carry my suitcase. Make, have, and get can be used to express the idea that X causes Y to do something.
Make, have, get 这三个动词呢，都可以说是 X这个人要求 Y 这个人去做某些事情，但是呢，这三个字在程度上会有所不同。如果是 make 这个字呢，是像是长辈，像是你妈妈要求你去做一些什么事情，或者是呢，他用一些像是武力，或者是他比较有力量去要求你做一些事情，虽然你可能不是非常的愿意。而 have 呢，是类似说我们有一些关系，我X 就是要求，一样是要求，但是是比较平辈之间，或者是你乐意去帮他做一些小事情，尤其是做一些小事情不是非常重要的事情上用 have。 而 get 这个字呢，他用的方法呢就比较类似说，如果 X 要求 Y 去做什么事情，他可能是利用种种的方法，不见得是像是长辈或者是他有一些武力，而是利用什么我哭，因为 X 哭的要求，或者是我给你多少钱叫 Y 去做一些事情，所以这中间是有一些类似 negotiation， 就是有一些讨价还价的空间去做这些事情的。
When they are used with this meaning, they are similar but not identical. I made him carry my suitcase means I gave him no choice. I insisted or forced him to do it.I had him carry my suitcase means that he did it just because I asked him. I didn't have to insist. I got him to carry my suitcase means I managed to persuade my brother to carry my suitcase. I didn't insist. I persuaded him, possibly by offering to give him something or do something for him. I let him carry my suitcase.Means he wanted to carry my suitcase. He asked me if he could, and I said, okay. I gave him my permission to do it. Chinese learners of English often use let when they should use make. Remember that make is similar to force, and only if you do not want to do it can someone make you do it. And remember that let is similar to allow or permit. And only if you need someone's permission to do it, and you want to do it, can someone let you or not let you do it.
在这里我们要特别提醒各位， let 这个字呢，最主要是你要征求，就是你要求人家做什么事的时候，你要征求人家的同意，人家要允许你去做些什么事情的时候，你才用 let 这个字。在中文里面呢，我们把 let 翻译成让，所以让很多人常常把 let 跟 make 这两个字搞混了。所以呢，请特别要注意， let 是要征求人家的同意，或者是允许你去做某一些事情，你才能用 let。而 make 是他要求你，不管是他的阶位比你高，或者是他用任何的武力，或者是他比你有 power 去要求你做什么事情。所以请注意这两个字，特别注意用法。
Also, be careful with using the verbs let, make, and have with these meanings. Say, let me do it. Do not say, let me to do it. Say, make him do it. Do not say, make him to do it. And say, have her do it. Do not say, have her to do it.
最后要提醒大家的是make, have, and let 在这样子的用法之下，也就是要求人家去做什么事情的这样的用法之下呢，要特别注意的一件事情是它后面不要加 to， 它的后面特别不要加 to， 就是直接两个动词放在一起就好了。
This has been today's tip on learning English. Tune in tomorrow for another tip.